Another day slowly closes as the sun sets on the near 70-acre Agua Linda farm south of Tucson. The Agua Linda farm has all the things you'd expect to see on a farm: sheep, pigs, chickens, and a Border Patrol checkpoint a few hundred feet from the lettuce and sugar snap peas.
You know, in the past, we would use migrant workers, and we really can't because we have a Border Patrol checkpoint installation about 1,200 feet from us.
Stuart Lowe owns Agua Linda Farms.
At this point, it's have some water, here's a sandwich, and, you know, good luck.
Lowe says the temporary checkpoint has sat near his land for 10 years, stopping traffic heading north from Nogales on Interstate 19. It's a popular route for migrant workers. Lowe says each year, carfuls of people head back to Mexico after Thanksgiving along I-19, but he says this year was different.
This year, it literally looked like the Dust Bowl. They were packing everything they had and moving south.
Lowe's farm sits in the shadow of tall, plains-colored mountains. His farmhouse is made of red brick, and his crops are penned in by shade trees and wooden fences. It's a direct-to-consumer operation, relying on customers to buy a share of his crops. He offers a petting zoo and tours, creating what he calls agro-entertainment. And though Lowe's operation is smaller, the effects of employer sanctions are obvious.
Somebody's doing a good job because I've received 3 phone calls in the past week and a half with agencies who are saying, we're verifiers, we can get you licensed as an employer and do the legwork for you.
And I think a lot of the growers in the last few years have contracted out their harvesting and packing to what are known as labor contractors.
Doug Schaefer is a crop buyer and seller, like a stockbroker for produce. He also headed the Arizona Vegetable Growers Association a few years ago. He says labor middlemen, like those who contacted Stuart Lowe, take the responsibility of verification away from the farmer, but they also increase competition.
There's no real signed contract between any of these people, and on any given day, if one farmer's paying so much a box for that crew, and then another guy needs something harvested right away, he's going to offer more money. Well, that crew's going to go to wherever the money is.
Even with these shifts in practice, the broader effects of the employer sanctions law are difficult to recognize. Don McLaren is an economist for Arizona State University.
This is just going to, it's going to take a long time to quantify, especially since this housing thing has happened right at the same time and is really making it a very murky issue.
McLaren says the subprime loan debacle and other economic problems have made it hard to determine how the economy will act. She says regulation and government action, especially in terms of food subsidies, may have unknown side effects.
If you put a regulation in place to try and foil the market will find a way around it somehow. And it may be in a good way, and it may be in a bad way.
And though Arizona businesses are subject to more scrutiny in their hiring, the produce market still needs supply.
Companies and large corporations are growing more labor-intensive crops in Mexico.
Ed Hermes is with the Arizona Department of Agriculture. It hasn't seen mass exodus of Arizona employers, but corporate farms are shifting their production lines to other states or Mexico. Family farms are just trying to weather the storm.
A lot of farmers, they've grown lettuce their whole lives, and that's what they're going to grow. It'll take a year or two of people having to plow in half their crop because they can't get it picked, to then say, either I'm getting out of the business or I'm gonna have to try to get creative here and to keep my family farm afloat.
Hermes says it's one of the most challenging times for farmers in recent memory, but crop prices are still stable. Ultimately, he says the federal government needs to take action instead of states devising a patchwork of solutions. At Stuart Lowe's Agua Linda Farms, the answer is simple. He says the current system of farming needs to change.
If you break up the food system and have smaller farms like my farm, it's a lot more pleasant work.
Lowe allows his customers to pick some of the harvest themselves. That's one of the benefits of his smaller operation. But that may not work in a 3,000-acre field of lettuce. Bottom line, Lowe says, farms need workers. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.